Canada to resume random mandatory coronavirus tests for vaccinated air travelers. By Chris Tomlinson on July 17, 2022. The Canadian government is set to reinstate random mandatory coronavirus tests for airline passengers after briefly suspending the tests due to long delays at Canadian airports. Random mandatory testing is expected to return to Canadian airports next week as all passengers, including those who are considered to be fully vaccinated against coronavirus, will be subject to the random tests. According to a report from Canadian public broadcaster CBC, the random testing will take place starting next Tuesday at four major airports in Toronto, Calgary, Vancouver, and Montreal. The tourism industry, however, is less than impressed with the return of the random tests, with the Canadian Tourism Roundtable releasing a statement slamming the government's move. As our industry works with government, agencies and partners to combat wait times and delays, this announcement marks a step backward that unfairly targets Canada's tourism sector and negatively impacts Canadian and international travellers, the group said. Transport Minister Omar Al-Ghabri issued a press release on the subject, claiming the testing had been streamlined and would be taking place outside of airports. The opposition Conservative Party, CPC, however, criticized the return of the random tests, saying, "More vindictive COVID theater directed by Justin Trudeau will only serve to further discourage international travelers while also punishing Canadians enjoying their well-deserved travel plans without unnecessary obstacles." The move to return to random testing comes as the Canadian government was pressured into suspending the vaccine mandate for air and train travel last month as many in the travel industry blamed the measures for increased wait times at Canadian airports. "Vaccine mandate for air travelers and employees needs to be dropped. As vaccines are not preventing the spreading of the virus since Omicron, there is no more logic to maintain it. This will also relax some of the operational challenges at the airports," said Alexis von Honsbroek, the CEO of Canada's second-largest airline, WestJet. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.